Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson says the National-led government's benefit cuts will drive intergenerational Māori poverty. Yesterday, the House had the first reading of the Social Security Benefits Adjustment and Income Tax Minimal Family Tax Credit Amendment Bill, which links benefits to the Consumer Price Index rather than net average wage growth. It also cuts the minimal family tax credit. Ms. Davidson says the government is stigmatising beneficiaries, of whom 36% are Māori.
What this debate does is it puts the focus on the people struggling the most, and it removes the focus away from the 1% who, by doing absolutely nothing, have had their wealth tripled, for example, through the period of COVID lockdowns.
Marama Davidson. Ngāti Kahungunu Chair Baden Barber says the country can't keep taking billion-dollar hits from weather extremes like Cyclone Gabriel. Communities through the Hawke's Bay and Tairawhiti yesterday marked the first anniversary of the storm that devastated wide swathes of the country, killing 11 people and forcing more than 10,000 people out of their homes. Mr. Barber says Māori communities felt they were left to fend for themselves, but marae and communities rose to the challenge.
Our marae's need to be prepared for the next one. It's not a matter of if, but when. And so helping support marae resilience. There are some national reviews about to put their findings up. We know that there was a poor response to many of the marae communities.
Baden Barber says some families are still living at marae or in makeshift housing, and infrastructure damage is massive. Foreign Minister Winston Peters says opponents of mining ignore the infrastructure needs which underpin modern living. Mr. Peters has returned from the Cook Islands, where he was shown a presentation on its exploratory program to assess the viability of mining its deep water fields of mineral-rich nodules. His predecessor, Nanaia Mahuta, backed a conditional moratorium on deep-sea mining in international waters. But Mr. Peters says he's not going to tell other countries what to do in their own countries.
If we're going to have an economy to handle the changing world and environment we're in, the infrastructure will desperately need extraction. And you've got all these people saying, I'm green, I want to go ahead, I want the world to change. But the very utilities and resources to do that, they don't want to bar off. We can't have the new wind power, solar power and all these other powers without we have extraction. That means mining.
Winston Peters. Kua tere anō, mate ariki tēnei, and that was your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!